Jeremy Dutcher, Mexicanat. I hope I pronounced it right, but very meaningful song, and I really like the song, so thank you, Jesse, for choosing that. And yeah, how did you like the interview, Pranjali?
I was very inspired to like hear, and even the song is like so interesting. I have not heard such a song before, because like the vocals and like the I don't know much of the terms in music, but like the I guess like the instruments, like
the singing's so good,
like it's so such like a calming vibe. So yeah, definitely something that, or like an artist I would like to like learn about their music more. Yeah.
And as always, I always like to play new songs, especially from new genres. And this fits really well because, as Jesse already said, Jeremy Dutcher is a two-spirit person. So it fits perfectly to the topic about being two-spirit. And also, I did a little bit of research about Jesse, so the two-spirit manager. And I was really inspired because I read that he started his path in high school, and then he completed his bachelor and master degrees in nursing, and he focuses on sexual health and LGBTQIL+, and two-spirit and queer indigenous health. And he works at a queer-focused clinic while being two-spirit program manager at CBRC. And I really like CBRC. It's such a good page, and or not page but organization, but their page is really good for research and to actually learn something about it, because I heard from two-spirit, I was familiar with it, but I had not much knowledge about it, so I wanted to learn more about it because it's really interesting to me. And I read a lot of things on their website, and I will definitely link their website on our website, cjsf.ca, so check that out. And yeah, CBRC is really it's a really good research organization, and I really liked him, and also liked talking to Jesse, and thank you to Michael for connecting me to Jesse as well. And yeah, it was interesting to read about him, because it's so important to do such things and to nurse in especially in that field, because I think I have the feeling it's kind of a little bit it's not in the focus of the main health scene, I would say. So it's kind of, yeah, it's good that he focused on this specific healthcare, and it's so important that we have some people that take care of such research and such nursing. So yeah, thank you, Jesse, for your work. It is so important, and yeah, we need more people in that field. So yeah, how do you feel about that?
I think particularly from the interview, they talked a lot about like increasing the visibility awareness, and I think that is so important, because the lack of consent on an issue roots from the lack of information on it. So if people tend to dissent or like disagree from a topic, it is quite most oftenly related to the lack of knowledge they have about the topic. So it's so important to talk about this, because in mainstream popular culture media, there is such low coverage on, you know, two-spirits persons. And also there is definitely a shift, as we see in this decade, but I think there is a long way to go, because depicting people, showcasing the diversity, it's a very, very important thing. And that is like the least you could do for people who you have oppressed for so long. So I think people like Jesse, they are doing tremendous work, and kudos to them. And yeah, it has been so insightful to hear, because you can definitely read something, but for like a person like me, I have to hear you talk about the thing.
Yeah.
So like hearing conversations, hearing people talk about it, that is more important for me than to just like read it as like a news headline or something, because I want to hear what the person has to say, what their experience is, what their positionality, like what they're saying and why they're saying really comes out when you talk to them. So thank you so much for finding them and, you know, giving them the voice. Second thing that I really liked from the interview was that they say about normalcy. So we talk about being normal, or like the heterosexual idea of being a normal human being is like you have to be like gender binary. So this like lens of binary, so either you are this or that, that is very, very problematic. And I also look into some of my undergrad research in like feminist studies and science and technology. Mm-hmm. And actually, there is a researcher called, they have looked into something called Cyborg Manifesto. So this idea of like humans and technology being like integrated. So like moving away, shifting from this idea of like binary, which is like zero or one. So you're a female or a male, but like looking into something that is beyond this binary. So something that is a mix. You don't have to be 50% that, 50% that. Like, yeah, so there is a very complex area of research which looks into, you know, going beyond the binary. And I think breaking down those ideas into, you know, 10-minute interview sections is really good for people to get talking about something that is really, really important. So, yeah, thank you so much, Vivian.
Yeah, and it was a pleasure to talk with Jesse and to connect with CBRC. And it's so, so important. So if you have time and if you want to learn something new and listen to the people, you should definitely attend this event. I mean, not only researching about it and learning about things, but also like connecting with community, mm-hmm. and taking action. I mean, taking action can be everything. I mean, it can be learning about things, doing research about things, attending events, and or, I don't know, going on the streets and fight for their rights. It can be everything. And I think every person kind of interprets that differently. And for me, it's especially I like attending events because you can connect with community. You can speak with the people. You can speak directly with the people. So how can I put myself into a position that I don't know? So that's why I need to talk with the people about it so that I can understand where the problem roots and where I can help and what can I do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, where is room for improvement and where are our lags? And that is so, so important. That's why I like talking to these communities. And I made this experience, especially last month, during Black History Month, where I attended a lot of events for Black History Month, and it helped me a lot to understand the cultural things better and the problems that we still have in our society. And connecting with the community helps a lot to understand everything better, and that's why I can highly recommend that you should attend this event, mm-hmm. because it's so, so important to talk with the people and to speak about it, because yeah. Otherwise what can change if we not speak about it?
Definitely. And I think next week me and Robin will be talking a bit more about like climate change discourse. And I think what I'm learning in the class that I'm taking right now is that having a conversation and like just being there, maybe just like standing in the protest, like you are playing such an important role by just being there.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like hold the banners or make the banners or like give like monetary support. That is great. That is very important too. But like just being there and you showing like solidarity is such an important step.
Oh, yes.
Because that signifies that people know about this issue and they're willing to make this a political agenda. So for example, the gay rights movements and like the civil rights movements, they all like started in different pockets. And like the real like movement which rose to this movement that we know as of today is because people started showing up at the events. They showed solidarity in whatever way they could, which might mean individual action. So for example, for climate change, it might mean recycling stuff. It might mean, you know, taking transit instead of your personal car. But we need to go beyond these individual actions and like come together as a community for the governments or like mm-hmm. the actual political agenda to change. So yeah, it's very, very important.
That's true. And in my opinion, you can only really move something if you have a big community mm-hmm. around you, and only lots of people can move something, because then you are recognized. And if you are more people, the more people you are, the more you're recognized by, for, I don't know, for example, by the government. And I mean, a good example, or I don't know, like this is like the only example that I can think of now, is for example, Greta Thunberg. She started alone. She started alone with the Fridays for Future protest, and then she made a whole thing about it. And now so many people are fighting for climate justice, and it started small and now it's so big. And I think this is a good example on mm-hmm. how you can move and change some things.
So, yeah. So that is the power of people, I guess. So there are sparks. So like in political movement discourses, there are like sparks in different pockets of the society at all times. So like, for example, there were also like movements for like the labor rights and like different sparks happening at the different times in different geographical locations and so on. But it just takes one person to actually, you know, ignite that fear, ignite that anger in people. And that is what Greta Thunberg, I think, did. But I think that is a very good thing to talk about in the next week's episode.
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, I can't attend. But yeah, I am excited. I would definitely tune in.
No, yeah, you should. I guess like I have a lot to say about that topic, because like that is where I want my research to go, perhaps. And that is also something that really interests me, because it's like so given that, you know, youth is the future. So like they should be the ones tackling and standing up for the climate change. But I think now is the time to like just go beyond the youth, and like everybody needs to come in the movement, please. Mm-hmm. It's high time already.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
And if you don't want to go out on the streets, that's also fine. You can just start by sharing things on social media.
Exactly.
Social media in our time has so much power. We can move things, and you can make people aware of things by just posting about it. Mm-hmm. So just share a post. I don't know, for example, about today's episode, share about the celebration, the Awareness Day, share that it is a spring equinox and that the proclamation is happening here in Vancouver. Share about it and let the people know, because the more people know about it, the more they will attend. And also, if they see it more and more on Instagram, for example, then I think it is, the chance is higher that they will attend. Because if you see a thing over and over again, then it will stuck into your head, and you will probably attend. So it's kind of a psychology thing, I would say.
Yeah. And it's also called social conformity. So like if people around you are going, so you would also like to go. So like just maybe, or like people around you are talking about it, so you'll also like to talk about it. And for that, you have to be more aware. So like this is a whole cycle. So it can just begin by just sharing a post about some social topic that you really are interested in. And yeah, maybe attending. I heard there's some good food and there are games and also some prizes. So, you know, what else could be fun on a Monday?
And it's for free. I mean, people, come on, it's for free. That's so great. Yeah. And Monday is going to be, Monday spring starts, so everybody is hopefully in a good mood and ready to start the spring. And how, I don't know, it's like so great that you can start your spring with such an amazing event. So if you have the opportunity and the time, make room for this amazing event and check it out. You don't have to be there the whole time. You can just go there, check it out, and if you don't like it, you can always leave, but it will probably be so good you will want to stay the whole day, I guess, because it sounded amazing. And I don't know, nobody forces you to go, nobody forces you to stay. It's a safe place for everybody, and everybody is welcomed, and so great. So check it out, please. And if you don't have time, share about it and let your friends know so that they might can attend this event. So
talking about the spring, I guess I was reading, or like I was stalking one of my friends' Facebook, and they had this thing where they were like, March 20th is actually my birthday. But their birthday isn't actually in May. So they were like joking around on Facebook because like mm-hmm. spring is really associated with starting of new life. With at least in my culture, like March 14th is like the culturally new year for us. Like, so I think March or the spring in particular is very important for some cultures and like some regional and religious congregations and so on. So because it's related to this idea of like the nature is having like a new birth. So this mm-hmm. idea of like flowers blooming and crops growing and sun is shining mm-hmm. and all those things, ideas are related to this idea of newness that comes with the spring. And I'm super excited.
Yeah. And what I kind of connect with the spring is, as you already said, new life coming out. The flowers are blooming and they're coming out on from the earth and mm-hmm. To the sky and growing into the sky, and it's beautiful and it's a beautiful thing. So I think it's a perfect day to do the celebration and the proclamation, because people can come out and speak about it and let everything out in the world like the flowers do. So the flowers are a good metaphor for the start of the spring and for coming out and for showing everyone how beautiful you are, or how beautiful the individual are. So it's amazing, and it's a good metaphor. So spring and this date it connects really well. And
if I am not wrong in my social sciences or in general, like sciences, I think equinox is the day when the length of the day, like, and the length of the night is mm-hmm. like in equal duration. So it's like mm-hmm. 12 hours night and 12 hours day. Mm-hmm. At least that's what happens in the polar region. So like mm-hmm. for exactly 12 hours, there is sunlight, and for exactly 12 hours, there is like dark because like that is the sort of equinox, which means equal parts. Mm-hmm. So like, if I remember correctly. And that is what also happens in, I think, September or something. So like, there's like this half and half situation there.
Yeah. So it's a good start, and everything will be balanced on March 20th. So that's what I associate with being half and half. And
I also associate it with the finals, like the final season coming up. Ooh. But I guess we'll see that.
And I don't know. Like, I'm in such a good mood, even though so many bad things happened the past 2 weeks to me. And I'm even though
me too
even though I'm I don't know, I'm in such a good mood, and it's a good way to start over and let everything bad behind you. And wherever you are and which place you go out, enjoy the sun and try to leave your bad thoughts behind and start over, because March 20th is a good opportunity.
Also, like, there's nothing bad. These are like all experiences, so you must have learned something, and I really hope that you take it away with you and like really move forward. And for people who are like already moving forward, good luck. I know you will do great, so don't worry too much about it. Mm-hmm. Like, the first thing to do is to start. So if you have like already started, you're already halfway there. So like, don't worry too much about it. And I know it's easier to say, and it really can be hard to think sometimes, like what my future will hold. And because like as a human being, we tend to like make decisions based on our pasts, and we think that, oh, this happened in the past, so maybe this is what is going to happen in the future. So this idea of making predictions is really interesting as well. So like, it doesn't mean that what happened in the past is going to happen again, because the circumstances and everything around you will have changed if you remain in the present moment and like just go with the flow sort of situation.
And I mean, people, we already have March 15th, and it's crazy how fast the month flew by. And you made it till here, and I'm proud of you that you did it. Mm. And I'm so glad that I can enjoy the start of the spring here. And I'm so glad that I'm here on CDSF 90.1 FM. And I'm glad that we have the opportunity to share such things and to talk about beginning of spring and share cultures. And I mean, in Germany, the spring kind of already started. I mean, last week they had snow, but yeah, we don't have such celebrations or traditions like mm-hmm. you have in your culture, that we have the spring equinox or such other things, but we still do celebrate kind of the spring. So my mom, I remember like in my childhood, my mom was always in such a good mood, and she, I don't know, spring started for me kind of when she packed away the Christmas decoration and came with some flowers, and we planted some flowers, and it was so nice. And that's what I kind of associate with the start of the spring. So yeah, give new life, and by planting flowers, for example, or yeah, just showing love, and everybody is happier, and everybody kind of overcame their winter depression, I would say. And yeah
seasonal depression.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I can feel it in the air, kind of. So I hope you can feel it too, and I hope you can go out and have the opportunity to enjoy this amazing start of the spring on March 20th.
And I know there's like a song open mm-hmm. in front of you, so
it's so good.
And I know but like I just love this song, like mm-hmm. I'm so obsessed, like at least I've played it 100 times, like at least 100 times.
Me too. And it gives you so much power. But before we're going to say what song it is, I want you to listen, and you might know the song
already, so
please enjoy the song we have for you right now here. Maybe you know it, and maybe you will recognize it. And yeah, please enjoy the song. Sorry, I will not say it. So please enjoy the song right now, and then we will talk about it afterwards. So please enjoy.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Yeah.
This was SZA with Kill Bill, and guess what we heard before? It was Miley Cyrus with Flowers, and probably one of Prandtl's favorite song, I guess. And wow, so much fun. We had so much fun, and we kind of vibed to the song together. We had karaoke here, so if you're ever interested in doing the same thing as we did just now, then you should definitely check out our station. We are CDSF 90.1 FM, and we are based here on the SFU campus in Burnaby. And if you ever want to volunteer at the radio and do so cool shows like we do, then you should come here and sign up for the volunteer introduction kind of thing, and then you are ready to go on air.
I'm obsessed with the song, and it's like so good for your, at least for my mental health. It was like,
oh yeah,
because like everybody is like whatever, like, so I need to tell myself that I can buy myself flowers, and I can, you know, hold my own hand, I can love myself better, whatever. So I'm just obsessed with it. Yeah. And it is, I think, one of also like Miley's like career's like best song she has released. She has really done some good music, and we always relate her with like our childhood, like in Hannah Montana.
Oh yeah.
And I just love her because like I've seen her growing up, and she is like now 30 something, but I think I've seen her for so long, and I really like relate with or like I really understand, and yeah, and stand in solidarity with her.
And I'm speechless because I just looked on the music video.
You didn't look that before?
No, and she
it has ridiculously 5 million views, and I did not look at it. It is so fun. Like, she has so much fun creating that.
I know, and she's so hot in this music video.
She's
sorry,
like,
oh
that.
My goodness. She looks so good. Oh my goodness, we only have 30 seconds left. That's crazy.
Let's do the outro, but thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our rant and our discussions.
Oh, yes.
But yeah.
It was a pleasure talking to you and having the interview guests here on air. And yeah, thank you so much. Next show is coming up, Democracy Now, and I hope you enjoy. Can enjoy that and tune in our open mics.
Look forward to seeing you guys on the climate change discussion, which is happening at the same time, which is 10 to 11 next week. Thank you.
Okay, we are out. Bye.